Hello, everybody, and welcome to another segment of Let's Talk About It on ESPN Jamestown, AM 1400. We're translated on 107.1 FM, and we're streamed online at newsdakota.com. Today, joining us here on Let's Talk About It, we have Ken Gardner. He is the Trails Manager here in Jamestown through the Jamestown Parks and Recreation Department. And Ken, welcome to our show.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you for taking time and joining us here on Let's Talk. Coming down the pipe, the Jamestown Parks and Recreation Department said, coming up here on August 17th and 18th, two separate trail runs, so it's going to be a busy time for the trails here in Jamestown. But tell us a little bit about the trails we have in this area, Ken. There's some beautiful trails. I hear it kind of ranks up there in the state of North Dakota.
Yep, for sure. We get several different smaller systems. The oldest one is the White Cloud Nature Trail, which is extends from the bridge in McElroy Park all the way up to around the state hospital area.
Right.
And then in the early 2000s, we extended out into the Pipestem Dam area. There's two separate trails out there. The Pipestem Creek Trail is an 8-mile trail. It's two separate loops, a 3-mile loop and a 5-mile loop, for a total of 8 miles. And then the Northridge Trail is kind of an out and back trail. It's a total of 5 miles that goes along the north side of the Pipestem Reservoir. Yeah. And then within the last 5 to 10 years, the Jamestown Reservoir has gotten some trails on the east side there, extending both north and south of the beach area.
Okay, yeah. And so, I mean, Jamestown, you know, known for the buffalo, known for all those other things, but we got some great trails and people come, I'm sure, year round to take part in those. I mean, we're talking wintertime as well. You get those snowshoe, what do they call those?
We got snowshoes, you got fat tire bikes.
That's it, the fat tire bikes too. Yep. That's what I was thinking of as well.
Yep, fat bikes.
Yeah, so coming up here, some big events that'll be taking part on our trails here in Jamestown. On August 17th, let's talk about this one here first, Ken, the Pipestem Creek Trail Run. And it looks like there's a couple of different categories for that one.
Yes, correct. As I mentioned, the total trail is 8 miles for the Pipestem Creek Trail. One of the race distances is a 3-mile race, and that just goes on the outer loop there. And so that starts at 9 o'clock, that starts at 9:05. And then also there'll be a 3-mile walk with that. If people want to just walk it, that'll start at 9:05 as well. And then for the group doing the full 8 miles, the 3 on the outside and then 5 on the inside, we'll get them going a little bit earlier at 9 o'clock. Okay. A couple different options to get outside and use the trails.
Right. We want somebody who's doing it for time, they can come out. Somebody who just wants to do it because they want to run, they can do that as well. And what are some ways they get signed up for that? Can they sign up ahead of time or they just register day of?
Yep. To sign up ahead of time, you go to the Jamestown Parks and Rec website. They've got a registration form there. And at this point, I would say probably best to just drop it off rather than mail it in.
For sure.
But after a couple days here, if you're probably not going to be able to get that done, you can register the day of.
Okay.
Right at the Pipestem Creek trailhead.
And that's where it all meets. That's where all the registration and everything will happen too.
That's correct.
Okay, perfect. Ken Gardner again joining us right now and Let's Talk About It. So again, we have the Pipestem Creek Trail Run. That is going to be August 17th. Several age divisions, registration 8 o'clock, but you can do it ahead of time, like Ken said. And then the next day, we bust out the bikes, and this one's a big one, too, for Jamestown.
Correct. Yep. This one's one of the older races that's been continually held in Jamestown. I think it goes back to the 90s when they used to host it on the White Cloud Trail.
Yeah.
And then, like I said, early to mid-2000s, they moved that out to the Pipestem Creek Trail, and it used to be just on the Pipestem Creek Trail, and then 5-6 years ago, we expanded it. We said, we got these other trails out there as well, so we expanded that, and so now we use the Pipestem Creek Trail. We use the Northridge Trail, and actually extending beyond the Northridge Trail, there's a horse trail that goes along the north side of the reservoir as well. Okay. And that's kind of low maintenance, and so you really do get the off-road experience of doing some of that biking there.
Awesome. And we've talked a little bit about this before, Ken, like a few years ago, I feel like. You get the competitors to come in here too. Like you get the actual people who do this. They compete anywhere they can.
Yep. Usually the biggest draws are from the Fargo and Bismarck areas, depending on what's going on that week. But we also have drawn from, you know, down south in Aberdeen, up north in Minot. And, you know, we've even beyond that, we've had some bikers come up from in Minnesota down as far as Minneapolis. And so, awesome. So we have had some good competitive biking there, but really there, as you mentioned, mentioned, there are several different divisions, and so we could have it open to just about anyone. We start at 9:30 with a kids race, which is about 1 mile. We have about a quarter mile loop it's a mowed path that the kids can ride on and just kind of get their feet wet as far as being in a bike race, an off-road bike race.
Get the bug a little bit.
And then all the other divisions, we start all together at 10 o'clock.
Okay.
The first 2 miles is a kind of on a gravel road. And so we call it a parade start, where we all start riding together.
Sure.
The, you know, riders that feel are going to be competitive can get up toward the front. Those that are just out for a ride can kind of scoot to the back and gives you a little bit of time to do that. And it's nice to get all the riders out together at once. But then as far as the divisions go, there's a beginner's division, which is about 6 miles. The recreation division is 13 miles. Okay. The sport division is 21 miles. And then the expert division is 29 miles.
Wow. Yep. So there you go. Different varying levels. So it's open to anybody, like Ken said. Beginners, kids, you got the experts, and we want as many people out there as possible. And again, these are coming up on August 17th, August 18th. And Ken, they can get the same information, same registration at Jamestown Parks and Rec?
Yep, Jamestown Park and Rec, either at the office or on their website as well.
Perfect, very good. So Ken Gardner, again, trails manager, joining us right now. Ken, anything else about these events or about the trails you want to throw out?
Like I said, we talked about some of the different trails, but one thing that I have really enjoyed over the past few years is seeing the different organizations kind of get together and support these trails. As I mentioned with Jamestown Parks and Rec, and you know, back in the day, they had an agreement with the North Dakota State Hospital. We're on some of their lands up there, right. And then we expanded out to Pipestem Dam, and so we've got the U.S. Corps of Engineers on board, and also out there, we've got some agreements with the Sussman County Park Board, and then beyond there, then we've expanded to the Jamestown Reservoir, and so that again includes the Sussman County Park Board, and also I believe the Bureau of Land Reclamation. So you've got all these different organizations that are either, you know, have okayed this or are actively supporting the trails in Jamestown. And then the last one that's gotten on board in the last few years is Jamestown Tourism. You know, we've applied for some grants there, and they've been really supportive of our efforts, and see this as an opportunity to draw people into Jamestown. And so, you know, just like I said, in the past couple of years, we've had Jamestown Tourism has supplied some maintenance equipment.
Yeah.
They put up some kiosks with some maps on it, and they've also printed up trifold maps that people can take with them. Awesome. And then, as you mentioned this just recently, they've okayed some equipment for maintaining the trails during the winter as well, because that's something else that's come about now. They've got the development of the fat bike with the tires that are 3, 4, maybe even 5 inches wide. And so you don't get the speed, but boy, you sure get the workout. But it's nice to have trails that are maintained. And so they do have equipment that is designed to do that. And so we've gotten some support to develop that over this winter.
Perfect. And it's gorgeous out there for those who haven't made it out there. And Ken, I guess that brings up one more thing before we send you off here. If people do want to find maps, they want to know where these trails are, there is kiosks and information booths, but anywhere else they can go? Can they go to the Parks and Rec website?
Parks and Rec website, I believe. Okay. Jamestown Tourism also, they're kind of taking the lead in the map area. And so the Jamestown Tourism websites as well will have links to those maps.
Perfect. Very good. So get out the 17th and 18th, pre-register jamestownparksandrec.com for the trail run and for the trail mountain bike race. Ken, thanks for joining us on Live Talk.
Thank you.